We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Faith and Diligence. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. I have just read from the King James Version. Patience and Precious were close friends at the university, but there was a clear difference between them. Patience was diligent, while Precious was slothful. This difference showed even in the way they dressed and in their academic performance. One thing Patience noticed about Precious was that, unlike her, Precious had no mentors or people she aspired to be like. Patience, on the other hand, had mentors and people she intentionally followed. She studied their lives, their disciplines, and their habits. Over time, she unconsciously imbibed the culture of diligence from them. Following shaped her thinking, her conduct, and her consistency. Today's Bible reading is very instructive. Scripture tells us not to be slothful, but to be followers of those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. The antidote to slothfulness is followership. A person who truly follows cannot afford to be slothful, because following places you in a mindset that leaves no room for laziness. Consider the children of Israel in the wilderness. As long as they followed the cloud, they could not afford to relax aimlessly, knowing that at any moment the cloud could move and they would be required to follow. Following does something to the human psyche. It delivers a person from slothfulness, which is a natural tendency of the flesh. Go into today remembering this truth. Even our Lord Jesus lived as one who followed. Everything he did and said was the result of what he saw and heard from his heavenly Father. See John 5:19-20. Bringing yourself under accountability and godly followership puts you in a frame of mind that excludes slothfulness. Prayer. Lord, please help me to be faithful and diligent in all that I do. Deliver me from every form of pride, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Deuteronomy 23-25. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.